New Country Z100, Carrie Underwood and Southbound 831, Kent, the Country Morning Show this morning. The Bachelorette is the second most unrealistic reality show in all of TV, right behind The Bachelor Show. My wife and I watch it. We laugh at it. I do. And things just get crazier and crazier because last night, let's say three words, nude bungee jumping. That's right. Saw that on television with the black boxes. Something else right there. My wife joins me on the show. Joy, good morning, love.
Good morning.
Hey, real quick, you want to go nude bungee jumping one of these days?
I don't want to go bungee jumping, and I definitely do not want to go bungee jumping nude. So, no.
I tell you what was even crazier is the fact that it looked like it was about 20 degrees when they did it.
Oh, there was ice on the trees.
Oh, heavens. In case you missed it last night, the Bachelorette took the guys to Latvia. And apparently in Latvia, when you go bungee jumping, you go and do it nude. And this was Garrett that got the lucky card to do this one. And I don't know about it. Your thoughts on that one with Garrett, the golf professional?
I think that it was a great date. I think they hit off. I kind of liked them together. Like, he kind of moved up a notch for me.
I don't know. Things get crazier and crazier on this show. Luke P., once again, the drama starter, was upset whenever the Bachelorette, Hannah, said that she went nude bungee jumping. He got all bent out of shape.
I don't know why she hasn't sent him home. I mean, I think Dustin said it when he left last night. He said, the only thing I can think of is that she's in love with him because he is psychotic. Like, the dude is psycho.
Even Chris Harrison asked Hannah after the final deal was done. It's like, why do you keep this guy in?
What do you like about him?
I'm either falling in love with Luke or Luke is making me go crazy. I'm not sure which one.
I don't know. If Chris Harrison can see it, who knows? The guy that really, I felt, made a connection last night happened in the sauna, and that was Peter the pilot.
Well, let me just say, there's a difference between a connection and a connection. So, I think you're confusing the two, because I think they have a great physical connection. I don't know. I mean, I think it's physically there, but I just don't know if he'll be the one in the end.
And then finally, I got to give props to the musician. We all know these musicians, they have a way to a woman's heart. And Jed, look at him, Joy.
Yeah, he started playing the piano, you know, playing the guitar for her. And she was definitely eating it up.
Yeah.
But I still am not real sure about him either. I kind of do feel like it's still a platform for him.
Sure.
I think he'd be a great country singer. I like his music. I like his voice. But I don't know. I'm not feeling real strongly about any single one of them. I mean, I think at this point, I think Garrett has kind of moved to the top of my list, to be honest.
Well, he is from Birmingham, Alabama. He's a Southern gentleman. I think those two are going to go far.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and cancel our nude bungee jumping plans.
Thank you.
I had set up a surprise date to go, but I guess we'll put that off until next time. It is the second most unrealistic reality show in all of television, ABC's The Bachelorette. Hey, Joy, I love you a bunch, babe.
I love you, too.
It's Kent in the Country, Z100.
Yeah, I tell you what, the naked bungee jumping was something. I feel sorry for the censors, like in post-editing, to put the black box. It was something else.